We must have done it.
Oh, this. Yeah, obviously. Because, like, we're just so dialed in.
I feel so old, like, episode 40. Do you remember back in episode 1?
I remember that when I was here.
We're on, aren't we?
Podcasts aren't the same like they used
this
to be.
This is our intro. Episode 4. Oh, well, I'm Eddie.
I forgot my name.
Shut up.
Okay.
What's your name, bro?
Well, we started.
I'm Eddie.
I'm Noah.
This is the Cosa Nostra, episode 40. Wow, it's been 40 not that
years.
Long,
it's
I
been 40
lie.
Years since we did our
yeah, one episode a year. I've got a mortgage.
Yeah, people would be so. Would anybody listen to a podcast that was one episode a year?
No. So, for those who don't know, Sunday night was the Oscars. It's been so long.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this season has just dragged out. This film season has been going really long time.
Yeah.
To wrap up the awards before we go into the main subject, which is kind of the Oscars as a whole, the MVP of this season, PTA, takes home 6 Oscars for One Battle After Another. Mm-hmm. They take Best Picture, Best Supporting Actor, Best Director. I think it's Best Adapted Screenplay, because apparently it's a book. I didn't know that, but fun fact. And Best Film Editing, and I think that's the 6. Right.
You know, the thing with PTA, I feel that this, it's kind of a thing that you see in, like, the Oscars, like, quite a bit, where it's just, like, they'll give a director, and you see it for actors as well, where they'll give an actor or a director, like, an Oscar, but it's, like, it's more so not because this is their best work.
No, but I think for this year, it's less... Yes, to an extent, but this year is less egregious.
Like, I don't know, like, I think, like, with DiCaprio, like, it was
Revenant.
Yeah, for The Revenant. That's not his best work, but it was just like...
Yes. But I feel like this year...
Or like giving Scorsese one for The Departed. Departed obviously isn't his best film, but it's like at this point in 2007 or 6.
But...
Like you have to like...
I mean, One Battle After Another was the best movie this year.
Sure, like I haven't seen enough of them to like actively like go...
Personally, I've seen... Almost every front runner in this thing this year.
Right.
All the major front runners. And personally, One Battle After Another is the best one.
You know, I'm just saying that, like, from that standpoint, that
it happens a lot.
Happens a lot where they're just kind of going, like, okay, it's been too long. There's a bunch of, like, actors who are like that, where, like, they've been given it, like, sometime after. If they don't get that, they'll just be given an honorary Academy Award, because at that point, like,
they're done.
The honorary Academy Awards were made just to give people who are never going to win an Oscar but have made such an important contribution to, like, film an Oscar. What were the honorary Academy Awards this year?
Was a very, very sad and long-winded, sounds very insensitive, in memoriam section.
No, but I think it's very important.
They did the Rob Reiner, which was cute, and then there was this weird bit where, like, Cher or someone was, like, singing at the podium for, like, 5 minutes.
Wait, what?
It was a bit random, but...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. Yeah, no,
The honoraries?
Yeah, the honorary ones.
I don't know who the honoraries were this year.
Let me see.
While you checked out, I'm gonna... The crazy things that happened, if any. Have you got it?
I have got it. It has gone to... So there was one went to Mr. Cruise.
He got an honorary?
Because he's obviously never going to be given an Oscar.
Ever. He tried really hard in the early 90s and he's just given up.
He's back. He's gonna be a new...
Oh yeah, that one... Yeah, I saw that. Who's directing it again? So,
I don't know if you've got the chops anymore, man.
Yeah, so...
It was great in the 90s and everyone slept on him and, you know, that's not cool.
Yeah, like, it's always those kind of things. Like, you'll see. I'm just looking at the list of people who, like, got... So that's, like, David Lynch was given one. Jackie Chan was given one. You know, Spike Lee was given one. All people who have important contributions to film... But they're not they're not Oscar kind of people, you know. Like the Oscars would never.
But like Sean Penn, 3 Oscars now. He wasn't even there. Oscar to nominations. His award.
Wait, nominations or wins?
Wins. Sean Penn has 3 Oscars now.
That
him is... and Daniel Day-Lewis are sitting up there in their like
that's
Oscars.
That's actually mad.
Oscar's favorite child section.
That's really weird because like Sean Penn of all people,
he's a good actor.
I'm not saying he's a bad actor. I'm just like,
I mean, I don't know. I if mean, he's 3 Oscars.
Yeah, he's not 3 Oscars. Kind of like
it's so new; it hasn't even updated on Wikipedia that he has 3. So his other 2 were for Mystic River and Milk, and then obviously he's got it for. I mean, he was amazing in this movie. He definitely deserved it. One battle after another, but
So there was nothing really crazy this year. I don't think.
Well, MBJ winning Best Actor was a bit of a like.
Well, no, no, because
I
like,
predicted it.
Compared to Oscar history, like this is it is pretty like.
No one got slapped, basically.
Yeah, nobody got slapped.
I mean, Amy Madigan winning Best Supporting Actress as the only thing Weapons was nominated for. And also Weapons, nominated for one thing, winning more than Marty Supreme and The Secret Agent combined.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit insane.
It's kind of crazy that like Marty Supreme didn't get...
I mean, it's not an Oscar-winning kind of movie. We see it every year. There's the movie that everyone loves, but it's not an Oscar kind of movie. And I think this is where we kind of talk about what I really want to get onto, which is why the Oscars are...
broken.
Broken. That's a great... there's a lot of things to say. The Oscars are... for those who don't watch movies a lot, like, you know, like we do and a lot of people do, where they watch it because of what they've heard or the people they like.
Mm-hmm.
The Academy Award is like... the golden indicator of what a great movie is. You know, if you tell someone we're going to watch this and it's won an Academy Award, they're more down than if you explain just that they're going to watch it, right? They don't want to. But the Academy Award kind of acts as like a weight for how good a film is. But it's been proven over and over and over that it's not. This year, F1 got a Best Picture nomination. F1. I like F1. It's great. Like, it's enjoyable. But it's not a Best Picture at all. It's F1 is Top Gun in cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't understand. But still, they're so weighted. And it really bothers me.
Yeah.
It like, really, really bothers me that this, like, such an inaccurate thing. Like, it was, like, until a year ago, you didn't even have to watch the movies to vote.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing, like... There'd be like, how many movies do you choose? Like 10
votes.
There'd be like 10 movies, and then like you don't even have to watch all of them. And it's a funny thing. Like, I remember back in 2008. I can't say I wasn't a lie, but I know that back in 2008, like The Dark Knight was snubbed for Best Picture because they only put 5 nominations. Okay, so like I don't think
what won 2008.
I want to see is The Hurt Locker.
The Hurt Locker is amazing.
I could be completely...
The Hurt Locker is very, very good.
Yes. Yeah.
I love The Hurt Locker.
Slumdog Millionaire. Oh, okay.
I have less to say about Slumdog Millionaire.
Well, like, I don't think I'm really in a position to, like, say anything about
the
that film.
The problem is that winning an Oscar is, like, the biggest day in everyone's life.
Yeah.
And
it kind of like...
It's so sad that a lot of these Oscars... Undeserved is the wrong word because these people like pour their heart into these films. But you're watching people who... Like Timothée Chalamet this year, I'm not condoning everything he's said and done, but he's tried so hard. So much more than MBJ did. So much more than everyone else did. He took a movie, Marty Supreme... without Timothée Chalamet is bad. But he lifted it so far with Josh Shafty. They worked together and they lifted it to like such incredible heights.
Yeah, but like, yeah, and that's one thing. But like,
he annoyed the wrong people.
Yeah, no,
with a stupid, ignorant comment.
Yeah, exactly.
And
like,
his day was ruined. And then.
Because it just looks like, oh, you were doing this film, you were doing all of this for completely narcissistic reasons.
Yeah, but. Had he won, everyone would have been like, oh, I guess.
People would not have been happy with that.
Yeah, but like this year, the Oscars have proved that they're so immature. Conan O'Brien hosted this year. He is a funny guy. He wrote for The Simpsons. I'm pretty sure he went to like...
No, yeah, he was on like SNL.
He went to like Harvard, no?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, he's smart. He's fun. He's a great comedian.
Best kinds of people.
But he was immature. He was taking digs at Timothy for what he said, which was
I
like
think,
a massive
okay, can I just
act.
Say something? There's an extremely low bar when it comes to, like, being funny at the Oscars.
What?
An extremely low bar. I just, like, as long as you're not actively making me pull, like just, like, cringe, I will be fine. As long as you're not doing, like, you're not, like
RDJ walked on stage and reminded everyone of when he bought a thong for Chris Evans.
That's funny. What you're so bro? Like, oh come on! Like you're just like you've got.
Then the guy
you've
who
actually got
the guy,
no
sorry, the guy who doesn't even win, he ties best action live action short, takes a dig at Timothy for what he said. What are we saying? You're the live action short. No one cares. You're the filler award for
what?
When people take
no,
snaps.
No. Oh, no, that is actually...
I'm sorry, man. I don't watch the live-action shorts.
But don't you think there's still, like, a lot of... what?
There's talent there,
there's
yes.
There's so much talent.
But when you're taking a dig at the guy who, like, made a movie a million leagues better than your short film, what are we
but
doing?
But I don't think, like, I don't know, like, it's still, like, a short...
It's talented, yes. I could probably never make a movie like that. But you didn't win by a mile. You tied. And then you're taking... immature, stupid digs at something that has nothing to do with you. I'm not defending Timothy. I think what he said was wrong.
Completely
but I don't
wrong.
See why everyone decided, yeah, let's all shit on him. Let's all, like...
We'll cut that on the editor.
Let's all, like, take the mick out of
no,
him
cause
for
it's,
no
it's,
reason.
It's extremely narcissistic and just, like, quite...
But that's
big-headed.
Happened before. That's happened a million times
like,
over.
I don't understand. Like, it's just, it's really, I'm very happy that people, like, actually clocked that. Oh, no, like, you can't actually say that. It's just like, how can you denounce an entire art form and just say because it's not cool anymore? What?
Okay, but there are actors that, like, denounce entire religions and that's less, that's like, whatever.
No, I'm pretty sure, like... If they do that, that's...
It was a stupid comment, but a lot of people
like, look
make
at, look
stupid
at, like,
comments.
Look at Gibson. Like, he's... What? He was completely ousted from Hollywood after, like, saying... I think it was, like, anti... Like, something comments. I can't remember. It was...
But, I mean, every yeah. actor makes... Nearly every actor makes an immature comment at some point. But
it was that... No, but it was that coupled with the...
It
was that coupled. It was that coupled with, like, the, like... narcissism of just like other things.
There are a trillion actors who are narcissists.
Oh, they're all narcissists. They're all narcissists.
He just decided that you haven't seen Marty Supreme, have you?
No.
That was a marketing campaign that was designed so that the character of Marty Supreme came through in the marketing. Like, that's not who Timothy Chalamet is. They've done that. Apart from that the stuff about the opera, that was him. And I'm not condoning that. But the stuff where he's standing on the Las Vegas sphere when he's, you know, going to Japan and being cocky and stuff. This is about the movie. He's doing it in the spirit of the film.
Yeah.
He's not doing it because that's how he feels. Because when else on a press tour has he done that? The one time he says, I want to be one of the greats. Which isn't narcissistic. He's expressing his goals. Like, what is wrong with that? Sports people do that all the time.
Yeah, I know.
I think everyone is choosing. Actually,
no,
a
it was just goat. No, it was just a bit. It was just a bit much.
They're pushing all of the crap at the moment, all of the terrible like muck about film, and they're just shoving it on one guy because at the moment, films are dying.
Yeah.
One of the oldest studios in the world is being sold to Paramount.
Yeah, it's a
Paramount. When was the last time Paramount won an Oscar?
I don't really think about who distributes the films.
They produce them.
Yes, sometimes they might distribute it. I don't know. I don't think.
But my point is that film is like incredibly dying right now.
Why is that?
I don't know. But when you look at it, well, why is that? Because Marvel movies make like 60%. Martin Scorsese is right, guys. I'm a Marvel fan. I've talked about liking comics like.
Oh, yeah, no, that's true.
And they make up 60, like, at least 60% of the film market. On top of that...
I think it is that, like, personally, I think it's because we don't really live in an age where, like, before, like, you'd have the three, like, a film company will release three big films in 1 year, like the big ones that they're banking on making a lot of money. But along with that, they'd make a few like mid-budget films.
Yeah.
You know, like they cost about $30 million. Okay. Now, yeah. I know, like back in like the 90s, $30 million is a hell of a lot of money. But nowadays we see that. That's an A24 indie film.
Which, but there's also a problem with this disparity in awards and the movies that are made.
The movies that people actually watch.
This year, the Oscars, Sinners was nominated. I'm not taking away from Sinners. I'm not saying it doesn't deserve this. But it's a fact. Sinners was nominated for 16 different awards.
That's a lot.
That is 2/3 of the Oscars, including awards they can't win.
They can't win, like,
animated short film. Feature. Yeah. Like, that is 60. That is more than ever before. That is ridiculous. There can't have been no other film that deserved at least 4 of those nominations.
I know, exactly. Like, I don't... I mean, okay, let me look at the films with the highest nominations right now. And 11 just see.
Before this.
Okay, so before this, the films with the highest nominations was Ben-Hur, which is the 1959, like, absolute, just, like, epic. That cost so much money. Titanic, that's not unreasonable. And Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. That is... Those are three movies where I'm like, okay, yeah, I understand it getting nominated for that much. The other ones are like 1985's The Color Purple as well, which it's a bit much, you know, like 11 nominations for The Color Purple is a bit much. But yeah, so those movies there are like, I understand Sinners, I just...
The problem with it is you look at this year and I think it was 12 films won every single award.
Yeah.
So within the major ones everyone cares about, 3 movies won every single one. Frankenstein, One Battle After Another and Sinners took all the awards. That is a crazy disparity. That is 3 films. Okay. Then how many movies came out this year? 323 movies were Oscar eligible. 323 movies, and 3 won 50% of the Oscars.
That's a good point.
And Oscar eligible doesn't mean all the films.
And
that
might be like, last year was not a particularly great year for film. Maybe that's what it is. But like, I don't know, man. And I also have an issue with the fact that like, there is this serious like disparity between the films that everyone watches.
Yes.
And the films that are getting nominated. Like, I'm just going to go...
Do you know what the highest grossing movie of last year was? A Chinese animated film. Nezar. That is not an Oscar-winning movie. And the problem is, the Oscars have come to the point where the movies that win aren't the movies that anybody watches anymore.
If I ask the average person, yeah,
have you seen One Battle After Another? They're probably going to say no, right? If I ask someone in the 83...
Yeah, I'm gonna bring it up now.
Have you seen Jurassic Park? Yes. Yes, they've seen Jurassic Park.
Okay, I'm going to look now.
They won an award.
Pick a year between 1980 and 2000. Any year.
89.
Let's go to 89.
But the problem is... The Oscars have become a niche. They don't represent... Like, I would trust the Critics' Choice Award over the Oscars.
So the films that were nominated in 80 movies in 1980, I think I might have got wrong, but whatever. Were like, so for 1990 films, Goodfellas.
Everyone would have watched that.
The Godfather Part 3.
Everyone would have watched that.
Ghost.
Ghost.
I think it's a film with.
Probably would have seen it.
Awakenings.
Yeah.
I don't think people have seen it. I don't know. And Dances with the Wolves.
But those are all like big box office movies.
Exactly.
You look at it now,
Hamnet
didn't gross that much. Sentimental value, I haven't heard of it outside the Oscars race. Train Dreams released directly to Netflix.
An even better one here. I'm looking at 1994. Shawshank Redemption.
Everyone's seen that.
Quiz Show. I haven't seen it. Pulp Fiction.
Everyone would have seen that.
Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Everyone would have seen that. These are movies that people care about.
Those are movies that... And then that nowadays, I'm not sure it's because, like, maybe there's more movies being nominated, but, like, I'm looking at 2024. The Wicked. Okay, people saw Wicked. People did not see The Substance, I can tell you that. Nickel Boys, I don't think so. I'm Still Here, no. Emilia Perez, no. You know, Dune Part 2.
That's how Emilia Perez won awards. Yes.
Conclave, no. A complete unknown, yes. The Brutalist, no. Anora, no. Apart from A Complete Unknown and Dune Part 2 and Wicked, none of them are actually popular films. Now, do you think if they were doing that five category, do you really think Dune Part 2 or Wicked will even have gone nominated?
No.
No. If it was just five, like they were doing before, it would still be all these indie films. So I'm just saying this. I'm not sure it's because the most popular films nowadays aren't really good enough. But I'm just trying to say that there is this kind of like disparity between like the films and people. And that means that people aren't really going to watch the Oscars as much because the films that they know. I'm not saying you should nominate like the next Marvel movie for like a best picture.
No, but the problem is that you have like...
And they're very stingy with it. I remember in 2018, they did not want to nominate Black Panther.
No.
At all. They were going to create Best Popular Film, like a new category called Best Popular Film.
For
just like Marvel movies and stuff like that.
Do you know how the Oscars voting system works?
How?
There's 10,000 voters for the Oscars, which sounds like a lot of people. The Earth's population is like 7 billion. So it's a tiny minority.
Yeah.
To get in to the Oscars, you have to be nominated by two people in your film field. So if you're a director, two other directors have to nominate you. Then you have to be sponsored by them. So they have to, like, back you up within the community. And after that, then maybe the board of directors will let you in.
Yeah.
It's a cult. It's a film cult.
Yeah.
And the people who are going to get in are all friends with each other. They all like the same kind of movies. Do you think the average guy who goes to the cinema maybe three times a year to go and see an Avengers movie, maybe went and saw Marty Supreme, maybe wanted to go and see, like, one indie movie, maybe, in the year, because they saw it on TikTok. Not because anyone, you know, just actually
That's the thing.
Do you think they're going to get in? No. So, obviously, the movies that have all the people who are, you know, friends with each other are going to get in. The movie Anora won a lot of awards last year, right?
Yeah.
It spent $18 million on its for your consideration.
That is how much...
That's more than the movie cost. $18 million.
The movie cost six.
That's three times as much.
It even make nearly as much.
That's three times as much than the movie cost on getting considered for the Oscars, for the Screen Actors Guild Awards, for the Critics' Choice Awards. $18 million. That didn't go towards advertising for the public to watch. They didn't care whether the public watched it. $18 million went towards critics alone.
There's not even like, I'm just looking at the budgets here. I'm just saying that it's like a complete just like divide in terms of how movies cost. Like you'll have something like Anora or The Brutalist that cost like 10 million or something. Then you have Dune Part 2, which costs nearly 200. And then you'll have Wicked that costs 150. You're either nominating the most like popular movies or you're nominating films that nobody's ever heard of. There is no middle ground here.
But those massive budget movies spend even more on, like, marketing and stuff. And do you know where, like, a good chunk of that goes is towards these people who are called, like, they're, like, everyone's best friend, and they will just send your DVD repeatedly to people to make sure that your movie gets watched and voted for.
Really?
Because if 323 movies are eligible... No one is watching 323 movies. You are making sure that your movie is the 10% of films that get watched. And of that, with your little gifts and things, you're making sure that your movie is in the 5% or maybe 2% that actually get nominations.
Yeah.
It's awful to look at and to, you know, everyone gets so excited about the Oscars because it's got history, right?
Yeah.
Because you used to see like Spielberg and all those guys.
It used to be classy.
Yeah, and now you're seeing...
It used to be really... I was watching like some from like the past. I'm like, man, like the Oscars used to be like...
Like a big deal.
It used to be like a big, like an actual like, oh, because again, we live in an age where like, if you want to know something about the celebrity's personal life, you just...
Google it.
You don't even have to try, you know? We know it's so much. We know too much about celebrities' personal lives. Back then, like the actual time that you saw celebrities outside of maybe the premiere or their actual films was at the Oscars. You know, that was like this era of just like actual like classiness.
Yeah, and everyone was there. Sean Penn doesn't even turn up to like get his Oscar.
But it's always been like that. It's like there's always been like...
Yeah, but usually there's a reason behind it. Like Marlon Brando didn't accept his award on behalf of his like feelings for the Native American community. Sean Penn just couldn't be asked.
Yeah.
He just did. He just didn't want to go. And so you're seeing all the actors and there's their live cams.
It's always weird when
and then
that
there's
happens.
Just Sean just Penn's... steely face,
yeah, just like
staring at you.
Yeah, and you're just it's kind of funny, but it's also
unloving.
Really, it's always really weird.
And then Kieran Culkin, who's up there, who won last year and had like an amazing speech for it, he's like, okay, I guess I'll take your award for you then, since you didn't want to turn up, because no one cares about the Oscars anymore, because it's a mockery. It's a mockery. I want to like it.
In two years, there will be the 100th.
And I'll guarantee to you, it'll be like no one. The only major blockbuster movie that was nominated this year, Avatar, for a single category,
which is for visual effects.
Visual effects.
I think I want to say like that Jurassic Park movie, World.
No, that was last year.
No, this year.
I don't think it was nominated this year.
Yes, it was.
For what?
Visual effects, which
exactly. Okay, so we'll give it the big CGI movies. Their CGI award.
Which I don't even get anymore. Like, big dinosaur. So good.
Oh, sorry. F1 won best sound. Yay. Car noises.
Big dinosaur. Walk around. Go, ah.
Like, it just feels so old and boring. And I really want to care about the Oscars because it used to be like a big deal.
I just don't. Like, I remember, like, I used to actively, like, at least try, like, avoid any information so, like, I could watch it for myself. This year, I couldn't even be asked because it was just like. I just don't care about the films being nominated. I'm not saying, oh, yeah, let like, the next Marvel movie get nominated. I'm not saying that. But I just feel that, like, there's no hype around it. I just don't care about the films anymore.
And there's no more statistics to feel like epic. Like, when Lord of the Rings came out, it got nominated for 11, right? Which is the most, one of the most a film's ever been nominated for. And it had a clean record. That was amazing to see. You know, like, you watch videos of that, and they're going up there again and again and again. And it feels deserved, because that is an amazing movie, right? That is an amazing film. And then you watch these, like, art house films that no one's seen, unless you're an avid watcher of film.
Exactly.
And they're going up and up and you don't care. And all the people you root for that you like are getting crushed by these films because they're friends with the Oscars.
I know. Like three... It was like, I remember back in the day that you'd have someone like the head of MGM, Louis B. Mayer, like actively lobbying. Or like something a bit more recent you'd have where like, I want to say Shakespeare in Love wins the Oscar against what most people thought was going to win, Saving Private Ryan, because there are people lobbying to win, okay? Like, it is this deal, pay to win. It's a pay
to... That's the $18 million that Anora spent. That's what it goes for. They're lobbying
to win. It's the pay to win. Like, everybody thought Saving Private Ryan was going to win. Spielberg even won Best Director, but because it's a pay to win thing, a completely different movie wins
it. It feels sad, to be honest. And I almost think that's all I have to say.
Yeah, it could, you know, it could get better. It could get better.
I mean, this is like, I'm really sorry if this has been a downer for you, but this is the state we're in as a community who enjoy films. This is what we're left with.
I just feel there's
like our little.
We need less old farts on the board. Honestly,
if the Oscars wants to save themselves, make it a publicly votable award. The Grammys and like MTV
Award. Because if he gets publicly voted,
make the nominee category closed off, but give the public a chance to vote. However small that amounts for, give them a chance because that makes people care and makes them feel
but I think
hurt.
I think it is a good idea that you do have people with actual expertise. I just feel there should be an influx of new people who have those expertise instead of just the old farts that are still on the board.
Because, like, of course, one battle after another was going to win. It deserved it, yes. But PTA was nominated 14 times before he won anything.
14?
14 times.
Really?
For 14 things. I don't know what he got nominated for exactly.
Has he even made that many movies?
Well, you can get double for director and for film. But
okay, I'm saying like he was nominated 3 times for this last 3 movies.
Yeah, 3 times 3 is 9, and then there's a couple back.
Yeah, yeah, there's a couple back. I'm just saying, yeah.
But 14 nominations before he wins one. That is, like, what? How?
That's true.
It feels like really bad that the only people who are winning awards are these people who are veterans who have been like battling the odds for so long.
I know.
And they finally get. It feels like. It just doesn't feel cathartic when they win.
Mm-hmm.
For PTA, it did because he's been waiting so long, but it feels stupid. Like,
I know. It shouldn't be like
a. It should be a triumph, not like a drag to be reading this stuff.
That's true.
I think that's basically all we've got to say. Yeah. In time for, yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah. See you next time.
See you next time. Yeah. And watch films. Yeah. Go out there and watch movies and formulate your opinion. So when
like, you come to the Oscars, you're not surprised. Don't just like.
Don't watch. Like. Don't let people tell you what to watch. Don't listen to the Oscars. Don't listen to the Critics Award. Go there and pay for a ticket and sit and watch what you want to watch and help fix this like terrible situation that we're like locked in.
Yeah.
It's like Sisyphus. I'm like standing here and waiting for something to get better. And I keep going to the cinema and nothing gets better. These amazing movies come out and they lose.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
16 nominations. Sinners was one of my favorite movies this year. I loved going to see it. 16 nominations. It won 4.
That's crazy. That's a serious disparity that needs to be. Like,
and there shouldn't be 60 nominations for one film. You should be seeing at least 12 or 20 different movies in the Oscars. It should be like a representation of everyone who made a film this year. Not the same golden children going up there and collecting their like consolation award.
Yeah, yeah. Very true.
Anyway, thanks for listening. I've been Eddie.
I've been Noah.